Chapter 7, Bread and Some Secret Shortcuts from the Amish. Making and baking bread is the most satisfying culinary effort. Bread machines makes it virtually impossible to fail. But there are some shortcuts that only save time but can be used repeatedly. We all know that San Francisco is famous for its sourdough bread, brought to that part of the U.S. by miners and others seeking a new life. Here is the recipe for sourdough starter. Ingredients: 3 packages of active dry yeast, 1 c warm water, 105 to 115 degrees Fahrenheit starter feed, 3 quarters c sugar, 3 tablespoons instant potatoes, 1 c warm water, 104 to 115 degrees Fahrenheit. Directions: make the starter, mix the yeast and warm water in a small bowl. Put into plastic container, or Ziploc plastic bag, and refrigerate for 3 to 5 days. Make the starter feed. Directions: combine the sugar, potatoes and water in a small bowl and stir into starter. Cover loosely, to allow some of the pressure to escape as the gases build, and let stand at room temperature for 5 to 12 hours. The mixture will be bubbly. Take out 1 c to make bread and loosely cover the remaining starter and refrigerate. Feed again after 3 to 5 days. If not making bread after feeding the starter, throw away 1 c to avoid depleting the starter. Do not put the lid on tight, or if using plastic bag, leave small opening. The Amish have learned how to make shortcuts for a lot of their cooking. With no electricity and wood stoves, they have created time-saving shortcuts. This is their version of bisquick. This is used in making biscuits, cakes, gingerbread and cookies. Homemade biscuit mix. Ingredients: 9 c sifted all-purpose flour, 1/3 c baking powder, 1 tablespoon salt, 2 teaspoons cream of tartar, 1/4 c sugar, 1 c non-fat dry milk, 2 c shortening. Directions: sift together the sifted flour, baking powder, salt, cream of tartar, sugar and dry milk. Cut in the shortening until the mixture resembles coarse cornmeal. Store in an airtight container and use as you would a pre-measured baking mix, such as bisquick. When using, place the mixture in any desired measuring cup. Do not pack it in. Here are some suggestions for use of the baking mixture. Biscuits, 1 dozen. 3 c baking mix. 3 quarters c water. Blend only until moistened. Roll out and cut or form biscuits. Bake at 450 degrees for 8 to 10 minutes. Pancakes / waffles, 18 medium or 6 large 3 c baking mix. 1 egg. 1/1/2 c water. Blend completely. Muffins, 1 dozen 3 c baking mix. 2 tablespoons vegetable oil. 1 egg. 1 c water. Mix oil, water and egg, blend into dry ingredients, bake at 450 for 25 minutes. Drop cookies. 3 c baking mix. 1 c sugar. 1 egg. 1/3 c water. 1 teaspoon vanilla. 1/2 c nuts. 1/2 c chocolate chips. Blend and drop TSP of mixture on cookie sheet. Bake at 375 for 10 to 12 minutes. Coffee cake. 3 c baking mix. 1/2 sugar. 1 egg. 2/3 c water. Blend. Topping. 1/2 brown sugar. 3 tablespoons / butter. 1/2 a teaspoon ground cinnamon. 1/4 c chopped walnuts. Blend, cover cake batter with topping and bake at 400 for 25 minutes. Yellow cake or chocolate cake, use 2 to 8 inches cake pans or bundt. 3 c baking mix. 1/2 c sugar. 1 teaspoon vanilla. 2 eggs. 1 c water. 1/2 c cocoa for chocolate cake. If making chocolate cake, add the cocoa here. Beat the eggs with the water. Add an additional 1/2 c water to the mixture, beat for 2 minutes. Bake at 325 for 25 minutes or until toothpick test comes out clean. One of my go-to favorite breads to make is oatmeal bread. I don't think any other kind of bread is as good as oatmeal bread for toast. Yum! Oatmeal bread ingredients. 1c quick cooking rolled oats. 2c milk, scalded. 1 pkg dry yeast. 1/2 c water, 105 to 115 degrees, 1/2 c molasses. 2 teaspoons salt. 1/4 teaspoon ground ginger. All-purpose flour. Directions: put oats in a large bowl and cover with milk. Stir and let stand until lukewarm. Put yeast in the warm water, let stand a few minutes, then stir until dissolved. Add yeast mixture, molasses, salt, and ginger to oat mixture. Stir in 4 1/2 c unsifted flour. Cover and let rise in warm place until double in bulk, about 1 hour. Knead down on well-floured board and put into 2 well-greased loaf pans, 9x5x3. Let rise until almost double, about 45 minutes. Bake in preheated oven 350 degrees for 45 to 50 minutes. Remember the recipe for sourdough starter? Here's a recipe for sourdough bread. This recipe comes from a construction client I had. The aroma of the baking bread got my attention as I went to do a building inspection on the new addition to her house. Amish friendship bread caution: do not use metal bowl or spoon ingredients. 1c starter. 1c vegetable oil, or 1/2 c oil and 1/2 c applesauce. 1 large box instant vanilla pudding mix. 1 c sugar. 2 c flour. 2 teaspoons cinnamon. 3 eggs. 1 c milk. 1 teaspoon baking soda. 1 teaspoon vanilla. 1/2 teaspoon salt. 1 1/2 teaspoon baking powder. Directions: grease and sugar, mixture of sugar and cinnamon, 2 large loaf pans or 1 bundt pan. Pour batter into pans and sprinkle more sugar on top. Bake 1 hour in preheated 325 oven. Let stand in pans for 10 minutes. Remove to wire rack to finish cooling. Once we moved to California, I discovered the wonderful world of fruit of all kinds and avocados. This recipe came from a neighbor who loved avocados in any form. Avocado bread ingredients. 2 c flour. 3/4 c sugar. 1 1/2 teaspoon baking powder. 1/2 teaspoon baking soda. 1/2 teaspoon salt. 1 large egg. 1/2 c mashed avocado. 1/2 c buttermilk. 1/2 c chopped pecans. Directions: preheat oven to 375 degrees, grease or baker's pride 9x5 loaf pan. Combine flour, sugar, baking powder, soda, and salt in a large mixing bowl. Blend thoroughly. In a separate bowl, beat together egg and avocado. Stir in the buttermilk, add to the dry ingredients and blend well. Stir in the pecans. Pour into baking pan and bake for 50 minutes or until toothpick comes out clean. Cool in pan for 20 minutes before removing. Yield: 1 loaf. A fancier version of avocado bread goes wonderfully with a cup of tea. Avocado quick bread ingredients. 2 2/3 c flour. 1 1/2 teaspoon baking soda. 1 teaspoon baking powder. 3/4 teaspoon salt. 3/4 teaspoon allspice. 1/2 c softened butter. 2 c sugar. 3 eggs. 1 1/2 c mashed avocado. 3/4 c buttermilk. 3/4 c chopped pecans. 1/2 c raisins. 1 tablespoon grated orange or lemon zest. Directions: preheat oven to 350 degrees. Grease and flour 2 9x5 inches loaf pans. In a medium bowl, cream butter and sugar, beat in eggs 1 at a time, mix in mashed avocado. Stir in the dry ingredients alternately with the buttermilk until just mixed. Fold in chopped nuts, raisins, and zest. Divide the batter evenly between the loaf pans. Bake 1 hour or until toothpick inserted in center of loaf comes out clean. Allow loaves to cool in pan for 20 minutes minimum before removing. This bread keeps well. Wrap it in aluminum foil or Ziploc baggie. It can be frozen also. When the kids were little, I sold Avon, door to door. One of my customers, Joanne, seemed to be making bread every time I stopped by. This recipe is from her. Pumpkin bread ingredients. 4 eggs. 1 c canned pumpkin. 1 c oil. 1 c water. 2 c white sugar. 1 c brown sugar. 1 teaspoon ground cinnamon. 1 teaspoon ground cloves. 2 teaspoons baking soda. 1 teaspoon baking powder. 1 teaspoon salt. 3 c flour. Nuts, raisins, or dates, optional. Directions: mix pumpkin, oil, and water together. In a separate bowl, mix spices, baking soda, baking powder, salt, and flour. Beat in eggs one at a time, into pumpkin mixture, add flour mixture until completely mixed. Pour into 3 greased bread pans, bake for 1 hour at 350 degrees. I have had this pumpkin bread with and without nuts and with or without raisins and dates. Every version is delicious. It took quite a bit of research to get Sichu's recipe for Syrian bread, pita bread, but here it is for those of you getting ready to feed a crowd. I never tried to reduce the amounts. I just made enough bread to feed the whole neighborhood. Sichu's Syrian bread ingredients. 2.5 c warm water, 110 degrees 2 pkg yeast, granulated works just fine, 1/4 teaspoon sugar. 6 c flour. 1.5 teaspoon salt. 3 tablespoons olive oil. Directions: pour 1/2 c water in a small bowl with the yeast and sugar, stir to dissolve. In a large bowl place the flour, salt, and olive oil, stir in the yeast mixture and mix, gradually adding the additional 2 c of water. Beat until the flour is completely moistened. Knead the pita on a floured board for 10 minutes. Then place the dough in a greased bowl, turning it once so the top of the dough is moist. Cover it and place it in an area free of drafts. Let it rise for 1.5 hours. Punch down the dough and knead out any air bubbles. Make 16 balls of dough. With a rolling pin, make each dough ball 6.5 in diameter and 5/16 thick, or approximate that as best as you can. Let each pita rise on aluminum foil 1 hour uncovered. Very hot oven, 500 degrees. On a cookie sheet, place it on lowest rack for 5 minutes or until it starts to brown. Bread should puff up, a signal that it is done. If the bread is too thick, it won't puff up. If it is too thin, it may burn easily. Let bread cool and store in plastic bags. This bread freezes well. Yield: 16 loaves. I love my daughter and her children. The youngest, Paul, refused to eat vegetables. He has grown up healthy and happy without the required vegetables. He claims he likes vegetables, pumpkin pie, and zucchini bread. Here's daughter Kitty's zucchini bread. Kitty's zucchini bread ingredients. 3 c flour. 2 c sugar. 3 teaspoons cinnamon. 1 teaspoon baking soda. 1 teaspoon salt. 1/4 teaspoon baking powder. 1 c oil. 2 teaspoons vanilla. 3 eggs. 2 c shredded or grated zucchini. Optional half chopped nuts. Directions: preheat oven to 350 degrees. Grease bottoms only of 2 bread loaf pans. Mix all ingredients and beat on medium speed for 1 minute. Fold in the nuts and spread evenly in the 2 pans. Place on center rack in oven 45 to 55 minutes. Toothpick inserted comes out clean, if not add another 5 minutes. Cool 10 minutes in the pans. Freezes well.